You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, and this is where we celebrate the connection with your pets. And Judy is running around with her hair, pulling her hair out because she's... We've got so much. We've got a lot planned right now.
She's a busy lady.
She is a busy lady.
I got a schedule to keep.
We've got lots of phone calls. The phones are ringing white hot. And you can call right now, toll free at 1-866-405-8405. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Mark Ching. And he is the owner of the pet restaurant. He has recipes. He's telling you that you should cook for your animals. And I tend to agree with him when I see all these recalls of our food.
Oh, what was that? Plastic, melamine, whatever it was.
That was years ago.
I know, but still. I mean, you just don't know what's going to be in the food.
Yes, and you know what? I think there's stricter regulations for human food, so it's just better to cook sometimes. I don't do it completely 100%, but I do bring some of my, I don't want to say table food, but food that I've cooked that I know that is healthy to my dogs and cats.
Green beans. Cook for myself, guys.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't have time to cook for myself. I just find it hard to make that time for my animals to cook.
And yet you're the healthiest in the studio here, even though you probably spend half your life in drive-thrus.
I'm putting the cookie aside. You're not seeing it.
But you're swigging your Diet Pepsi now.
So we'll find out what he has to say about all of this in just a couple of minutes. Also, Rick O'Berry next hour will be joining us. He's the trainer of Flipper. And apparently, I guess there was like five Flippers. You remember Flippers? If you don't remember Flippers,
ask
probably,
your mom.
Yeah, ask your mom about Flipper. And he's changed his tune. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Also, Robert Semro with the Back to School Blues for the Pets. Yeah, it's possible that your pets are getting the blues because the kids are going back to school and they don't have all the attention that they used to get from the kids.
All that outdoor activity.
Either that or the really small dogs are celebrating.
Yes, because they get more attention.
The house is quiet.
Oh, yay, they'll be back to school.
Yes. What are you working on over there in the newsroom, Miss Brooks?
Well, you guys were talking about, you know, dog food and some of it not maybe being so healthy. Well, there's a new study done that they found some of the chemicals in commercial dog food is having a bad effect for dogs that are used for breeding. And they think that this could follow into the human area as well. So we'll share that with you.
This is a sperm study. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I was trying to. How cool.
Oh, that's on the way.
Yes, it is, Hal. It's a study of sperm, and I'm going to share it with you.
Okay, that's on the way. Also, how much does it cost for your pet for an entire life? For their entire life? Well, I'm going to let you ruminate on that for a little while. Think about that, and I'll tell you the answers coming up. How much do you think it costs for that dog that's sitting right next to you for their entire lifetime?
And I bet you're wrong.
That's on the way right here on Animal Radio. But first, over the last few weeks, we've been talking with the experts over at Viagen Pets. Those are the guys that have been cloning pets for, well, I think over a year and a half now here in the U.S. In fact, we have Malaine Rodriguez with us today. Hi, Malaine. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Very good. So you've been talking face-to-face with, I would imagine, hundreds of pet owners.
Yes.
What is their reaction when you talk about genetic preservation and cloning?
Well, the response is really amazing. I was just recently at a pet expo, and I had the opportunity to speak with lots and lots of wonderful pet parents about Viagen Pets and about our genetic preservation and cloning services. And the response that we get is just incredible. The look on people's faces when they hear what we do, and their first reaction, I think, is, this is too good to be true. Is this real? Really? You're really doing this? So it's great. It's great to really educate and inform pet parents about it because it's something that they're all interested in. The majority of the pet parents that I speak with have no idea that this technology is available for pets.
And so we're talking about not only genetic preservation, but cloning. And those are two different things, right?
That's absolutely right. So the first step to cloning is what we call genetic preservation. And that's just preserving cells now from your pet that can be used for cloning at any point down the road. So you may not clone your dog or cat today, but you can preserve the cells now and save them for some time in the future when you're ready to do that. And the most common thing that I hear when I'm telling people about our services who've never heard about it before is they say, oh, I wish I would have known about this before because I had the best dog ever, who just passed away last year, and I wish I would have known about it.
How long can you save DNA?
The cells that we store can be saved indefinitely. You could clone with these cells decades from now.
Wow, okay.
Can you get genetic preservation from ashes if an animal has already been cremated?
We cannot, and that's another really common question that we get is, can you clone from ashes? I have some fur. Could you clone from fur or whiskers? And I wish we could, but unfortunately we can't. It has to be living cells that are cultured from living tissue samples. So it's got to be done with a tissue biopsy that's done by your veterinarian.
I have a question, Malene. So what about like the opposite side of things here? I mean, obviously there's a lot of good that we found comes through this, but what about people that might be worried that this is like experimenting on animals and that there's somehow animals might be injured in this process? What can you tell somebody about that?
Yep, and that's definitely understandable because any pet lover is going to have those concerns. Are the surrogates treated humanely? How are they treated? And I'll tell you, we're a company of animal lovers, every one of us. And the surrogates, every pet, every animal that's involved in this process, every step of the way is very special and treated with the utmost care.
I encourage listeners to check out the website, and it's ViagenPets.com. That's spelled ViagenPets.com. ViagenPets.com. They can also call you. You have a toll-free number, right?
That's right. They can give me a call. I love talking to clients and answering any question that they have. There's lots of questions about this. There's no stupid questions out there. Any question at all, I'm happy to answer. And they can call me directly on our toll-free number. That's 888-876-6104.
888-876-6104. We'll put that over at the website. So if you're driving along right now, you want to get that, head on over to animalradio.com. We'll put all that information over there. Malene, thank you so much for hanging with us today.
You're very welcome. Y'all have a great day.